I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people would say that to Penn State fans. Some have said and written it over the past couple days that Penn State overreacted here. Bob, what do you think of that?
Well, yeah, yes and no. I mean, there's a part of me that says he's been there for 12 years. Their goal is always to win those big games, and his record is miserable against top 25, top 10, Big 10, all these big opponents, and sooner or later you got to do it. Now, I've also had people call and say, well, those wins last year in the playoff were not big wins. To me, they are big wins because you had to get to where you had to go, and you had to go through. Yes, I know it was Boise State and
SMU.
Okay, fine, but you still won the games. Those are big games. So, you know, James Franklin did a very good job. He should be remembered for someone who took the program to where it needed to be after what happened.
Would you have fired him?
Yes.
Me too.
But I wouldn't have done it Sunday. I would have done it after the season. I'm not a big fan of interim stuff. I just don't. I would have said to him, hey, listen, you have a lot on the line here. How you respond for the next, this will determine your fate.
I don't think it would have made it. I would have said that after UCLA, but you come back and lose at home to Northwestern. There's nothing you can do to redeem it. And I am not on board with people saying, oh, Penn State overreacted to
a
little three-game losing streak. This was a disaster, and they upped the ante in the off season by making Jim Knowles the highest paid defensive coordinator in the history of college football. The way they pay their coordinators, the way he himself talked, we're a great program. We need to be elite. That was 8 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago that he said that, and they simply didn't beat enough good teams over the years. The numbers don't lie. It got to the point where it was ridiculous. He's 1-5 against AP top 5 teams. I mean, 1-15. 1-15. Yeah. He's 4-21 against top 10 teams. I'll say that one again too, Bob. 4-21. He's 1-10 against Ohio State, 3-7 against Michigan, and 1-8 against top 10 teams at home. He's only 16-29 against top 25 teams. It simply wasn't good enough. And if you're never going to beat the best teams on your schedule, and I agree, those two playoff wins were big wins, but they weren't the best teams on the schedule. He lost to all of them again last year. And then you become the first person that anybody can find in recent college football history to lose back-to-back weeks as a 20-plus point favorite. You've hit bottom. I'm sorry. That is a fireable offense. The UCLA game in and of itself was a fireable offense if you watched the game and what happened at the end of the first half and Franklin's blatant mismanagement.
That was as bad as it gets right there. You're right.
And then you come home and lose to Northwestern.
So I thought they would do it. I just didn't think it would be this quickly.
This isn't about Penn State going on a pesky little three-game losing streak. Come on. That argument is intellectually dishonest Oh, they go on a little three-game losing streak and you fire them after all those double-digit win seasons? No, there's a lot more to it than that when you put it in context. He almost literally never beats the best teams on his schedule, okay? Period. They upped the ante. He begged for more resources. They gave him more resources. They gave him the highest paid defensive coordinator in the history of college football. This was supposed to be the year. He had the quarterback, the coordinators. He said it. It's the best we've ever been here at Penn State since he's been there.
He did
say it. He said it before the season. And then they go out, they lose the same way they always lose to good teams. They're unprepared. They get their asses kicked early. Then they make a game of it. Then they lose it late. That was Oregon. And then he loses at UCLA and Northwestern as a 20-plus point favorite. There's zero argument for keeping the guy. None.
Let me ask you this. It's funny how it changes so quickly. And it did for Day in Ohio State last year. When they lost to Michigan, there were people out for his head then and there. And then he redeemed himself. If he hadn't, he probably would be gone. But I want to ask you, if they complete that game against Oregon and win it, what do you think that does the next week at UCLA? Anything different? Do you think that win, because they lost that game the way they lost that game, I think it had an impact on how they started against UCLA and then that whole, but if they won the game.
But that's on coaching.
No, I know. I'm just asking you, would it be a different story if they won that game against the number six team in the country?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
They might have buoyed them and carried them.
Yeah. So.
But they didn't.
No,
and they never, ever do. Come on. The guy's 1-10 against Ohio State. That's laughable. That's ridiculous.
What you should do is look up Matt Rhule's numbers against top 25 teams, or more specifically,
against top 10, 0-11.
Okay.
And thank you for asking.
So if they bring him in,
he's one of the most overrated
coaches.
That's
going to be one of the questions. And you got rid of James Franklin because he can't win a big game, and then you're bringing in a guy who's 0-11.
Right, exactly.
He's 2-23 against the top five, the top 25.
That's what I mean.
25. 2-23.
He's 0-11 against top 10
teams.
That's
correct.
Am I right?
Yes.
I mean, that's worse than James Franklin.
I know. Now he wasn't coming at it from a Penn State type of situation.
It's still what it is.
It's still what it is, and I'm not a Matt Rhule guy. But on Franklin, he absolutely deserved to go. What if I ask this little question, Bob? Do you think Pitt fans, if I asked them before the Mason Heinchel emergence, if I asked this question before Penn State played Oregon, would you rather have James Franklin or Pat Narduzzi? How do you think that would have gone?
I don't know the answer to that. It'd probably be neither.
Before the Oregon game.
Yeah, I think before the Oregon game, that changes it. Again, if that game goes in a different direction, I think they would say James Franklin.
Do you think there are any left who would want to have James Franklin? See, James Franklin has – Pitt fans don't like him for good reason, I think. He's been very arrogant. Over the years. Right, Bob?
Yes. You know who's the winningest college coach now in the state of Pennsylvania, don't you?
Who?
Pat Narduzzi. I mean, if you're going to go down to different levels, it may change. But I'm talking about
Mike Sirianni in D3.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But I'm not going there. I'm talking about just
– I mean, he's also barely over 500 against
– I know. But
against Division I competition over the last few.
But he's pulled some upsets against some pretty good teams.
He has,
over the
and
years.
Now he may have found a quarterback, which changes things.
Yeah, and he brought him here after he was urged to do so by Cade Bell. They liked him. They saw him. They wanted to see more tape of him, and they did, and they gave him an opportunity. Never thinking it was going to turn out to be this year that quickly, but it did.
And good for him and good for them, because I think this kid has something special about him. Do you?
I do. I think there's something, again, moxie is the word I'll use instead of swaggy. He's got something about him. He's not afraid. He stands in the pocket. He knows when to run. He's got to hold on the football a little bit more sometimes. I was more impressed with the Florida State game than I was the previous week against Boston College. He did everything right in that Boston College game. That's a tough place to play. I don't care what kind of team they have. You're still in a different kind of surroundings. He made some tremendous throws at big times. And runs. He was their leading rusher, I think, in that game as well.
Limits, would you rather have James Franklin or Pat Narduzzi as your head coach?
I appreciate you asking the question, because I've thought about this for years. And the consensus that I've always had is that James Franklin is definitely the better recruiter. But I think Pat Narduzzi is the better coach. And what I mean by that is there were so many things with Franklin that just drove me insane with the lack of in-game adjustments, management of the clock, management of timeouts,
and you think
and just a lack of aggressiveness.
You think Narduzzi is a good game manager?
I think Narduzzi is a better in-game coach, yes. And I also think that the way that Narduzzi is letting Mason Heinschel basically play free in this Cade Bell offense, they're taking shots, they're being aggressive.
Yeah, he's
that's something
very aggressive.
That Franklin never let Aller do that unless they were down by two scores.
And that's what I think is the biggest thing about James Franklin is he's afraid of certain things. He plays it tight to the vest, even though your roster is better, and you should be the guy going out there dictating. And this roster was as good as it gets for him this year, and they go 3-3 like that. For me, that's a non-starter. But to your point about recruiting, that's the biggest thing. I know X's and O's, James Franklin needs help there. But he is a really good recruiter, and I think he heavily recruits Virginia, which is why Virginia Tech makes sense to me for him. He's one of the best.
Yeah, you're right about that.
If you're going to do that, take him on. They need help down there. Why wouldn't you?
But the other thing as to why this was bottom and why he needed to be fired is that recruits started jumping ship. And Adidas apparently started jumping ship.
And Adidas said it
was time for this to end. It had to end.
I was just surprised. I thought it would happen at the end of the year. I was 100% sure it would happen. It just, the timing struck me as, wow, that's quick. But you're right. Three losses in a row like that, two to top the teams that had 20-point underdogs, that's just ridiculous, especially the one at home.
Bob, I'm distracted right now. I told you, I got diagnosed with a little hernia right in my belly button yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's been there for 2 years. It's like a little marble, except it's soft. You can push on. I didn't even know it was a hernia. I didn't know what it was. It doesn't hurt. I didn't worry about it. And now the guy, the doctor said, yeah, don't worry about it, except it could turn into this and this and this and this, and you'll know if it starts to hurt. And now I think it's psychosomatic, but it starts to hurt today. I also told him, he asked me about my stomach problems from the past. I said, I haven't had any of those. What happens last night at my girls' volleyball game? I have more blowouts than the 07 Patriots. And then on the way home, I thought we were going to have to pull over again.
Well, I've been there, done that, and I've not made it there. So I've had some accidents along the way. I have a hernia, too, right in the same spot, but mine is called an incisional hernia. I've had open heart surgeries, and the suturing inside broke away, I guess, and now it's there. And it's really awkward looking. I hate it.
You can't see mine. It's in the belly button. Bob.
Well, yours is going to grow. You wait. It'll be huge. It's like a tomato at some point. I'm just kidding. I don't want to do your psychosomatic.
Tomato?
What?
Nothing. I'm kidding.
Do you think it will grow?
I mean, those things tend to. This one started smaller, now it's bigger. But as long as it doesn't hurt you, it's good.
But it hurts today.
That's because you're thinking about it.
No, I'm not. Now when I press on it, he said if you press on it and it hurts, you'll know. For 2 years, it was nothing. I never should have brought it up.
I think you're overreacting. You're going to play golf today. Get your mind away from all of that.
Yeah, I think the golf will probably affect the hernia.
Now I'm headed for surgery because of this.
And now I have stomach problems. I swear to God this happens, Bob. I'll have no problems, I'll have a problem with my car, which I did before I brought it in for my yearly, what do you call that thing? Inspection.
Mm-hmm. And checkup?
Yeah,
your checkup. Inspection?
My annual checkup.
You're taking your car in? It's like you taking yourself into the doctor?
And there was squeaking, right, with the brakes, major squeaking.
Now that's a sign.
Yeah, except when I go and I take a drive with the guy and it doesn't squeak. This is the reverse of that. I think nothing's wrong, and then you go and you get your physical and they tell you what's wrong, and it's worse than if you didn't know. I don't even want to know. I didn't want to know it was a hernia. I don't want to know what it is. Does yours hurt,
information,
Bob?
No, it doesn't, and it hasn't for all these years. I still compress on it, and it's there. It looks terrible, but what am I going to do? He said you can get it removed at any point. I don't want to do it just to do it. I've had enough surgeries.
Then you got to get a screen put in there, he said.
Right.
Like a screen. I don't want a screen porch in my stomach. What are we doing here?
Make sure there's good enough insulation and ventilation.
And maybe while they're there, the screened in porch could have a little wind chime so that when you push in, it makes a little noise.
See, now even when I laugh, I feel it. Something's gone wrong just since yesterday.
Now your mind takes you in places. That's the biggest thing. Stress. Uh-oh.
Is there a news story?
No, that's the sound of the chime that Bob mentioned in your stomach.
Can you imagine you're on the toilet? Every time you do, there's a little ding, 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 ding. What?
An angel gets its wings. I'm never getting a physical again.
No, don't think that way. Stress is the most...
There was nothing wrong with me yesterday at this time. Now there's six different things.
Hey, We all have stuff. You know that. We all go through things. The stress is a non-starter. It shouldn't be, because all it does is make everything worse. And you don't even know. You're speculating based on your analysis of what he said.
No, it's based on his analysis. No, I had nothing wrong with my stomach yesterday. Now I'm blowing out like game four of the NBA Finals, and I have a hernia. I didn't have that yesterday.
Maybe your blowouts were a little bit too aggressive, and it caused that thing to do it.
Well, see, now that's all I think about when I do that, when I'm doing push-ups, and now when I play golf today. Am I injuring the hernia more? Now I'm going to be a hermit and never move.
Oh, Joe, what can we do with you?
I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
Don't
just go out there. I have things
have problems,
I worry about,
yeah.
But I'm trying not to think about.
So was I, and I was doing a damn good job of it till about 2:30 yesterday.
You can try your best, but sometimes it does ease into your mind, and it. But you just have to trust. And there's some great doctors and hospitals around here. Just trust what they say. And if they're telling you that it's no problem right now, all that means is you got to continue to check up on it. That's it. Just follow up as best you can.
Is yours like a balloon when you press on it?
Yes.
Soft?
Do you want to see it?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's
soft.
Is
that what mine's going to become? Yours is the size of like a golf ball, isn't it?
Bigger. It's just been that way, and I can't do anything about it unless I get surgery. And I don't want that right now. I've had too many. I'm on blood thinners. I don't need surgery.
Limits, do you have a hernia? Or are you the only guy on the show who doesn't?
Thankfully, I do not have any hernias that I know of.
How do you know? Get a physical.
Maybe I need
then
to know.
Then you'll find out everything wrong with you. All right, Bob. I don't know where to go from here. I really don't.
Well, we may
I'm
as well go
distracted
to the colonoscopies now. We're going to just keep on going there.
I'm having one of those in a couple weeks.
And they're going to find a hamburger from 1985 stuffed way up in there, and they're going to yank it out, and you'll be a great guy. That may be contributing to your hernia.
How about the prep for those things, Bob? You want to talk about blowouts? That's like, I don't know what.
No, that's bad. That's the hardest part of it.
Alabama
really,
against Corpus Christi.
When they put it under, you're magically fine. Yeah. You got to wake up. And
I actually enjoy being under. It's a very nice respite from
is.
The problems.
Whatever
the
they use there works.
Yeah.
That's good.
See, I can't even take a deep breath without thinking of it. Oh. I told you I couldn't. I told you this would happen.
Just get it out of your
did.
Mind.
I can't get it out
of
my mind.
Let's get into another conversation
about
something.
Like, don't
think
of the pink elephant. What do you think of, Bob? A pink elephant, don't you?
You wanted to talk about people who may become Penn State's next coach.
I don't care. I only care about my hernia.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm a person with a hernia now. I wasn't that yesterday. I have a hernia.
This is all what happens as you get older.
Do a lot of people have these?
Oh, very common. Very common.
Limits, do you know people with hernias?
No, I don't walk around doctor's offices that often to ask.
Anybody in your family?
My dad might have had a hernia once when, this is a funny story, when I was like 8 or 9, something like that. He was shoveling the driveway and was trying to get his car out, and eventually the car started sliding. Mm. So my dad tried to play Superman and stop the car from sliding. So, and he ended up getting pinned in between the car and a tree.
Oh, my God.
And he called my mom, or our neighbor called, and they ended up sending him to the hospital. And he was like, man, I really thought I was going to stop the car, but I think that's the closest to a hernia that my family has had.
Bob, is there a hernia support group? Like a 12-step group? Hi, my name is Joe, and I have a hernia. Is there somewhere I
I'm
can
sure
go
there's
for
something
support?
Like that, yeah.
Will you join it with me?
Well, no, because I'm not to the point where mine's bigger than yours, and yet you're complaining.
I know, because it hurts now. Although I can't tell if it's that or the blowouts. I don't know. Hi, my name is Bob. I have a hernia. We'll go to a meeting together, Bob. Should we?
Mine's bigger than yours.
All right. Forget that. And I apologize to everybody out there, but I have to be honest when I'm distracted, Bob.
Okay. Let's not be... No more distractions.
Okay.
Let's concentrate on what we're doing here.
On the task at hand.
Yes.
You're right. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. See, here's the other thing. Forget it. Forget it, Bob. I'm not going to bore you and the listeners with anything else.
I'm concerned that
you're
concerned.
I'll tell you what's good is my blood pressure, 114 over 70.
That's really good.
Really good.
Maybe you'll need that.
Can we go on a hernia retreat, Bob?
You know what your mind would do in that hernia retreat when there's nothing but darkness and you have nothing to think about but your hernia? Do you?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You think you have time to think about that, Bob?
That's the hernia therapy they do, Bob. They come in and they scream the hernia right out of you. Zangrilli appears at these things. He's a paid. He's a paid speaker.
That was a fun exchange there when he did that one. After, I forget what performance it was, but
that was amazing. Oh, could have been one of about 80, right? Yeah. I don't know what to say, Bob.
Did you see? I'm going to shift gears on you just because it was a weird play. Did you see the Dodger play last night?
Yes, 8-6-2 double play on a ball off the wall.
I never saw anything quite like that.
I'm glad you brought that up because the Dodgers, watching them makes me physically ill. Maybe that was half the problem last night. Listen, these two things are true. One, baseball's economic system is no excuse for the Pirates. Zero. Two, the Dodgers situation is an absolute joke. And I can't watch that team. I hate them. All they do is collect and buy players. They've, what, a $350 million payroll? They almost got beat in the World Series by Blake Snell a couple years back.
And Blake Snell's with them now.
And now they just stole him because they bought him. And now he goes the minimum through eight last night, or through seven, whatever it was. Baseball is a joke. And I can't stand watching that team. Do they think they're actually earning this? All they did was buy a bunch of players, and they're going to win the title again because of it.
Well, you've already described that there are most of the teams that spend money don't win, you know. But in this case, they're spending it wisely, I think. And the system they came up with deferred payments to their Japanese stars, and they have two of them, both making a lot of money, starting with Shohei Ohtani. I mean, I don't know if that's circumventing rules, but, man, it's making it so that they don't have to pay a lot right now, and they're just going to spread it all out like Bobby Bonilla payments to those guys over the course of time.
I mean, it's a joke. Are you interested in watching the Dodgers? They're obviously going to win it. They have about 11 pitchers who are unhittable right now and Hall of Famers up and down their lineup. It's a joke.
It may be, but if you're in L.A., you love it, and because the rules allow you to do whatever. They've been creative. I give them credit.
Wait a second. I thought you were going to rail against this just as much as me.
I hate the system, but you're asking me if I were a Dodger fan, would I be worried about a system? No. If I'm in Pittsburgh, yes. I still think the economic system has to change, and hopefully next year at the end of 2026 season, they'll have something happen that changes the way things are.
You think they'll get a salary cap?
I hope they do. Do you
think they will? No, I don't think they will, unless they're willing to go dark for a year, which I don't think they have the you-know-whats to do.
How about if they do?
Then I think they may get one, because once those paychecks stop coming,
and so what would the players change. What would the players want in return for that then? Because they're not going to like a salary cap
system. Well, it's definitely coming with a salary floor.
Okay.
I don't know if Bob Nutting's going to love that.
You need the Players Association to agree, so what would they want in return? Less time before you become a free agent?
Maybe that,
so instead of waiting 6 years, in 4 years you can become a free agent?
Sure, that might be one. Absolutely. Well,
that would mean Paul Skenes would have already been traded by now then, right? If 2 years remaining for him?
Yeah, it wouldn't be good for the Pirates. And I don't know that Bob Nutting would love it if the pay floor was 110 or 120 million.
He should love it. You'd be more...
I guess, but he sure doesn't love it now.
No.
He won't go anywhere near that number.
No, and he's not forced to. He doesn't have to. I'll tell you one thing I'm sick of seeing is nosebleed section fights at sporting events. I just can't stand... Every time you pop up, they're all over the place.
How about Juju getting his nose broken? Did you see that?
Yeah, well, Brian Branch,
actually,
did they come up with something on him?
I don't know if it
him?
Was broken. I shouldn't say that, Brian, but it was bleeding.
Yeah, Brian Branch should get a major suspension for that.
He got a one-game suspension.
Is that all he got?
Yeah.
When
is
did that come
right?
out?
Limits?
I didn't see that.
One game?
I think it was just one game.
Yeah.
Man, they're getting soft, like Michael Therrien used to say. They're getting soft.
Is there medication for hernias, Bob? Why can't they just dissolve them? Why can't you take a pill and have it dissolve?
Well, why don't you get a pin and stick it through your skin into the hernia and see if that helps.
You know what, what's actually in there? Fat.
I know.
Steve tweets us, tell Joe I have a hernia and I just live with it. The only way to get rid of it is surgery, and I'm holding off right now.
That's what I'm doing.
That's what I'm doing, too. But that's no way to live.
Sure it is. If they told you it is not anything to worry about.
He told me that yesterday. Today it hurts every time I touch it.
Because you're allowing your mind.
No, it's because he did it.
The mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Anybody else on the texting line weighing in limits? I'm open to all suggestions here.
I'm looking at some of the... Some of the texts that just mentioned.
I don't know if you want to read them.
Yeah, some of them are probably not for the best to be able to read. But one person says that their dad currently has 3 hernias and still works a blue-collar job at 66. Shout out Big Dave.
Big Dave.
Shout out to Big Dave.
Dave.
Shout out to my guy MJ for picking a big win for the Steelers over the Browns.
Nice pick, MJ.
Great job.
Yeah, great pick.
Shout out to, oh my gosh, there's a stink bug flying around in here now.
Don't kill it. That's when they stink. Did you
so what should I do with it? Should I just
wrap it up in tissue and take it outside and set it free? I'm not against killing bugs by any means, but the killing of them stink is what makes them stink.
Lantern
right,
flies,
Bob?
On the other hand, you have to kill them.
Yeah, they tell us to kill them.
They do?
I think they do.
Yeah, lantern flies. Pony has a shirt that says, please kill me, with a lantern fly on it.
I like that.
He's worn
but,
it before.
But they look so nice. They have colors and they just fly around innocently and then you have to stomp on them.
What do you do with a stink bug? In your house.
I let it go out the window. I take it and move it.
How do you move it? I usually put it in a coffee cup with a little plate on top.
You could trap it and then get it out there.
Or down the toilet.
At least my woodpecker problem is over, thankfully.
They have medication for that, Bob. Can stink bugs swim?
Oh, Joe. I don't know.
Where did we start here? Oh, candidates for Brian Kelly. All right, let's go there. Limits here thinks it's going to be Kurt Cignetti. Do you think so, Bob?
First of all, they've given Kurt everything he wants at Indiana. He's done a really good job there, but that it would be a step up for sure, I think, because Indiana is most known, although not recently, basketball more than anything else. But I think he's comfortable where he is right now.
Are you sure? Now, Penn State obviously has history, tradition, and they've got tons of money. Too, but so does Indiana now.
That's
Mark Cuban's become Phil Knight.
They treated him very well, and he likes it. He signed a big deal there. He's got.
And by the way, they're better than Penn State. So how is it a move up?
It's just Penn State versus Indiana in football. It's never been looked at the same way.
Aren't we in a new landscape where how things were until like yesterday don't matter, and the only thing that matters is how big of a check can you write to the players?
Absolutely, and that's a big part of everything that goes on here. NIL money has taken over. It's such a difficult thing to do, but if you're comfortable where you are, like Kurt Cignetti, I think, is, then I do not think he's going to want to make a move. Now, if you throw a ton of money at him, he's already getting a ton of money. I don't know. How old is he? 64 years old? He may be very comfortable where he is. What about Lane Kiffin? Now, we've seen guys go from big programs to big programs. We saw Brian Kelly go from Notre Dame to LSU. If Lane Kiffin is interested in taking that job, how would you look at that? He has things rolling down there, but if you're Lane Kiffin, would you look at that as a step up if he took Penn State's job?
From USC?
It's Lane Kiffin moving up.
Oh, from Mississippi? Yeah. I'd have to know more about Mississippi's financial situation. I mean, the way that I used to think about what's a good job in college football and what would be a step up or a step down has completely changed. You know what I mean?
Yes, you can become very good very quickly.
And also, I think you're going to be dealing with a fan base in a situation where only a national championship is going to matter if you walk into Penn State. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's it. And that's why Matt Rhule would have that 0-11 thrown down his throat every time it's brought up. Oh, we're bringing in a guy who's supposed to win big games, and he's 0-11 against top 10 teams.
And I think he will be the next Penn State coach because of his relationship with the AD.
Yeah,
what
but
do
isn't
you think,
that a
Linux?
Valid well, point, though? I mean,
what
his history against
top? Of course.
Top...
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend him. I'm writing about that for tomorrow morning. He's James Franklin part two. Okay. But I think he will be the next coach.
I don't think he will be.
See, I don't think he will be, Joe.
He vacations with the AD.
All the more reason not to do it.
Exactly. I think that there would be way too much heat and pressure and
you don't think those
flack
guys
on
want
Pat
that?
Kraft.
Isn't there
what
anyway?
This is a career-defining job for Pat Kraft.
Right, and his one of if his it, best friends in the world and a guy who
all
who,
the more
who,
reason
who
not
rebuilt
to do it.
All
Temple
the more
football.
Reason not to do it.
I don't understand that logic. When you have a guy that you're best friends with and you've already worked with and you've already you rebuilt a college football program in Temple for a brief time with, why wouldn't you want to do it with that person?
Well, I think you also have to look at the – I'm sure you'd want to, but is that the best thing that is good enough for
the program?
What is the best thing for the program?
Not Matt Rhule. Not somebody who has the same record as James Franklin in these bigger games that failed in the NFL.
Yeah, that's what you say. That's what you say. What makes you think Pat Kraft will think differently?
Because the problem is his relationship to me is I wouldn't go there – it's a non-starter. I know he likes him. I know he's worked with him. I know that's how it normally goes. But I think given the fact that you just relieved a head coach who's had a lot of number success but cannot win big games, you're bringing in a guy who has not won big games.
So who are you bringing in then?
Well,
the fan base would welcome with open arms. Cignetti?
He would be a candidate, whether or not he takes it up to him. Again, Lane Kiffin, I think, has a lot of things that they would love up there. And the way he handles things. Urban Meyer's name has been tossed out of court. Now, if you're going to say, well, look what he did in Jacksonville, I'll say, look what he did at the University of Florida and Ohio State University. You know, I have to consider that because he's had success at two major programs in college football.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing eye to eye on this, Bob, with the Rhule effect. Like, look, it's great that he's a Penn State guy. He would understand the community and stuff like that. I just feel like you need to hit so much of a home run with the hire that it's somebody that's successful, that's been there, done that, maybe not won a national championship, but could take you to that next step where Matt Rhule, I mean,
what do you mean,
he hasn't had
what
that.
Do you mean, what had,
what I mean is,
what had day one before he went to Ohio State?
He had still gone to the semis and had won. Are you talking about before he became the head coach?
Yes. It seems to me a lot of the recipe for a lot of these schools is to take a guy who hasn't been there and done that.
Like a young and up-and-coming coach?
Up-and-coming coach,
yeah,
yes.
And if you look at the trends of the playoff from last year, that is true. There were more first-year head coaches, the Lannings of the world, the Ryan Days of the world, than guys who have already been at a previous spot as a head coach. Do you want an offensive coordinator? I feel like that would be more of a rebuild where the pressure is on right now to win pretty immediately.
See, I would want to know what immediate expectations are
To win a national championship.
Okay, so if you're doing that, then some of these guys may say, okay, I need time to do what I got to do.
What does Lane Kiffin want that would make him a better candidate?
Like him as a coach. I think he's a good X's and O's coach. I don't know. How about Marcus Freeman? Again, I cited the fact that Brian Kelly left there once, and I think Notre Dame really likes him. He likes them.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, you take data, right? This is not a three-game thing. This is really diving into where we were as a program. What is the trajectory of this program? And you all know, and I'm not shy to admit it, I'm here to win national championship. And I believe our fans deserve that. And I wake up every day trying to achieve that goal. So long-winded answer, Rich, that was kind of on a Sunday. Hey, this is probably the time.
That's Pat Kraft, the Penn State AD, talking about James Franklin, that it wasn't just a three-game thing, and I actually buy that. Limits and I were talking in the hallway to some people. One opinion that was expressed, Bob, was that Penn State has a delusional fan base. Do you agree with that?
A delusional fan base?
Delusional fan base, in terms of expectations being too high.
Yeah, I think you always want expectations to be high. Is it delusional, given the fact that it's never been achieved under James Franklin? Maybe. But yeah, I think you always want to shoot that way. And now that there's a playoff of 12 teams, it just the goal should be get in there every year. And then, you know, when you have a chance to play, regardless of who and or when you play it or where you play it, you should have expectations to win it. I don't know if it's delusional. I think it's what I would want as a fan base. I want people to think that this team has a chance to compete for a national championship.
I don't think it's that delusional, honestly, when you get down to it, with the resources that they have and getting 108,000 people and the recruiting that they've been able to do under Franklin, actually, just not the game day coaching, and the resources they've put into the program. I've said it a bunch of times. I'll say it again. They took the defensive coordinator from Ohio State Now, he made himself available and made him the highest paid defensive coordinator in the history of the sport. So what would you expect if you were a fan? I would expect not this. I can tell you that much. And I would be expecting national championships or at least legitimately vying for them. They did last year. They did. I think they got a break in the playoff with two games that two opponents that, you know, they should beat. And they did beat, and credit to them for doing that. But they, again, last year, they didn't beat the best teams on their schedule. They never did under Franklin. So he said it himself. We're a great program. I don't know if great would be the word I'd say, but very good, but not elite. And he never got them to elite. Somebody else deserves that shot. But I don't think fans are delusional at all for expecting that at Penn State. Beat the best teams on your schedule once in a while.
And I think James Franklin increased their expectation level of the fan base by building a good recruiting system that served them well after all these years. You always look at those classes they're getting in. They're getting some of the more elite players. And that's the problem with James Franklin. He is very good at doing that. And there are teams around this country that could use somebody like that to – you know, bring up the recruitment facet of their programs. But when he got them all together, like this year, the expectations were extremely high. He said it himself. They said it. I believe they had the kind of roster that could win it all. But his coaching, especially on game days, was lacking. And that's the problem. You need a guy who can do both. You need a guy who can recruit and then also know who to hire, who to trust in a coaching tree, or you're on your staff.
How about Joe Brady, the Bills offensive coordinator, one of Joe Moorhead's guys back when they won the 2016 Big Ten title, went to LSU, was the pass game coordinator. They won a national title with Joe Burrow, and now he's Josh Allen's play caller. Now, as Adam Bittner of the Post-Gazette details, Bob, Terry Pegula, who's a Penn State mega donor, also owns the Bills. So you figure if he didn't want Joe Brady to leave the Bills, he might be able to control that situation. I think that's a pretty good candidate.
Yeah, the hockey rink is named after the Pegulas at Penn State.
And he's put a ton of money into Penn State hockey, no doubt. And Gavin McKenna is making a lot of money, and I'm sure he has something to do with that too. So, I mean, he would be a candidate. I'm kind of lukewarm on him as a head coach. And what he can do here, and with the expectation, the pros versus college is so different, and it's gotten even worse. You got to manage so many different parts of this, and you better have the people in place. If I'm looking for a job, the first thing I want to do is find out who is funding my program. How many big donors do we have? Where are they? I think John Calipari is very happy in Arkansas because he's got a bunch of huge donors, so he never has to worry about NIL money. And now that's a bigger consideration than it's ever been. Penn State has money to make that happen. So that would be a very intriguing part of this if I were a coach, any coach, trying to go there. I think he'll swing big. I don't think Brady's big for me. I think he'll look big as far as big-name guys. I think Kraft will do that. And he'll take a swing and see where it gets him. And if it doesn't, then there could be other options there. So
yeah, and I don't know if that's the right way to go when you're talking about swinging big, because, again, some of these guys who, you know, where was Dabo Sweeney before he took Clemson where they went?
Mm-hmm.
Where was Day before he took Ohio State where they went? Sometimes it's identifying the right guy on the way up rather than taking guys who have been around.
True, but how about if you miss on that assessment?
How about if you miss on the guy who's been around?
But at least with the guy who's been around, you have some sort of resume to understand what he's been able to do.
How many of those guys that we are talking about have better resumes than Franklin?
As far as big games, probably a lot.
As far as general overall resumes, who's available?
I'm talking about,
that has,
again, high stakes games.
Well, give me a guy then.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I'd have to look into it, but I'm sure there are guys who have far better big game resume numbers than James Franklin has. That's why he was fired.
I guess we'd have to see. Chris Vanini from The Athletic is actually the one who wrote about all these candidates. Here are some of them. We've already been over Matt Rhule. He certainly does not have a big game resume.
No.
He is something like, 2-23 against ranked teams in his college career. He was a disaster in the NFL. He's barely over 500 in his college career. I know that doesn't tell the whole story because he helped rebuild programs, but he never got anybody to a place where they were winning games against top 10 opponents. In fact, I think he's 0-11 in his career against top 10 opponents. How about Brian Kelly? He's listed here. He never has quite fully fit at LSU, the athletic writes. So perhaps he takes a look. How about Brian Kelly, Bob?
Well, he's finally, I think I have, you know, LSU is, are they on the upswing?
They're good. They're better this year. Yeah. Number 10.
So I know he has a pretty, I saw the recruiting numbers. He has pretty good, you know, it depends on what he's looking for. He would be somebody.
Would you want him?
Here we are again.
I love that.
We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Yeah,
how about Dabo Sweeney?
See,
how
I was going to bring
Sweeney
up Dabo.
Man himself. He if, has done
if,
that.
Yeah, I know that. How about if he began? Now, he has not totally embraced NIL as much as some of these other coaches do. I think he has to change in that regard because that's where it is right now.
Limits, you bleed blue and white.
But Clemson was looked at as a top five team this year, and where
yep.
are they?
Look what happened to them. I actually would be very okay with Dabo Sweeney here. Now, I wonder how much he would fit into the culture, and I do think that that matters because one thing that was discussed about a lot with Franklin is he didn't really feel a part of the community. And when you're in small town, you know, Happy Valley, it's not like Columbus or I don't know how big Ann Arbor is. But
what do you mean he didn't fit into the community?
Well, I mean, like Paterno and Bill O'Brien and some of those guys, you could see them walking around downtown and being more involved with things that are more community type of events where it didn't really seem like Franklin, that was necessarily the case. I heard on a podcast that someone said that you saw Franklin at the Starbucks, and that was basically it. If you were walking around downtown State College, and people just want, you know, your coach that will be a little bit more actively involved and stuff like that. That's not, obviously not the end all be all.
No, I just want a coach that beats good opponents.
Right. Yes,
that's where it starts.
And I wonder if Brian Kelly or Dabo Sweeney would fit here. I do. I wonder about that. I don't want Kelly, but I would take Dabo.
Would anybody fit there who wins the biggest games?
Probably, ultimately, yeah.
Now, Limits believes that do you think Kurt Cignetti is almost a lock to be the guy?
I don't think it's a lock, but I think if I had to bet it right now on who I think the coach is going to be, I would bet Kurt Cignetti, and I would put $500 on it. And $500 for me as a bettor is a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, I would, if Kurt Cignetti is willing to do it, I would definitely bring him in and talk to him and find out, you know, what his expectations are for this job, what my expectations are if he takes this job, all of that. There are going to be a number of good candidates. I wouldn't mind him at all, though. He has experience now in the Big Ten. He knows how to win some of these games. He's put together an outstanding program as a football-first school like some of these places have been. There's a lot to like about him.
There's been some talk about the Missouri football coach right now.
And the Kansas coach and Syracuse and Minnesota and Duke.
Yeah, Drinkwitz, the Missouri guy. Could you imagine if he ended up being the coach and they brought Prabula back and Prabula was the quarterback? That's where he is right now with Missouri.
That would be
whatever
classic,
happened to Charlie Weiss?
Classic 2025 college football.
He made a lot of money.
Yep.
Right? I mean, he went
Charlie Weiss, yeah.
As an assistant in New England, and he goes to Kansas, and then everything changed.
How old is Charlie Weiss?
I don't know. I just haven't heard his name in a long time. I don't know if he's still in football. Not that I'm in, believe me, that's not why I'm bringing his name up for this job.
He's 70.
Wondering. He's 70? Okay.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.